With the election right around the corner and our ever-expanding network of podcasts, including our most recent edition, Scylla Consciousness, there's never been a better time to become a member. In addition to no ads, members receive bonus content for virtually all of our shows, an invitation to join the DSR Slack community, access to our Discord community, and enhanced show notes for select shows. Our goal is to make the DSR Network membership accessible to everyone, so for the month of May, enjoy 60% off the normal monthly or annual price for the first month or first year. Visit thedsrnetwork.com/buy and enter code MAYDAY, one word, at checkout. That's thedsrnetwork.com/buy and code MAYDAY. Thank you very much for your support.
Good morning and welcome to the latest episode of the DSR Daily. I am your MC today, Riley Fessler, joined as always by Chris Cotnoir. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
David is once again MIA, so we will carry on in his absence, but he should be back with us tomorrow. Chris, what do you have for your first story today?
The United States has accused Russia of using chemical weapons in Ukraine, specifically the choking agent, chloroprim, to achieve military advantages, violating the Chemical Weapons Convention, which Russia is a signatory to. Despite Russia's previous denials and claims of having destroyed its chemical weapons stockpile as per the CWC, these recent allegations suggest ongoing violations, including the use of riot control agents and other toxic gases in combat. These allegations come amidst broader U.S. sanctions against Russian entities linked to chemical and biological weapons, increased scrutiny following Russia's continued military aggression in Ukraine, and calls for war crimes investigations due to severe actions against Ukrainian troops. Riley?
The Arizona State Senate recently voted to repeal a longstanding near-total abortion ban, with the move supported by two Republican senators and all Democrats, which means it passed by a very narrow margin. The decision follows roughly the same pattern as the state house and occurs amidst growing political pressure and public discourse on reproductive rights after the state Supreme Court temporarily reinstated the 1864 ban. The repealed law, which provided no exceptions except to save the mother's life, will be replaced by a 15-week restriction passed in 2022, which also lacks exceptions for rape and incest. So, still not a great replacement bill, but it is certainly better than what they had. The bill is expected to be signed by Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. And if you want more information on this issue, I encourage everyone to go listen to yesterday's Daily Blast, where Greg sits down with State Senator Ava Birch, who was one of the most outspoken critics of this bill, and it is certainly provides a lot of insight and context for this entire situation in Arizona. Chris?
In India's ongoing general election, a lower-than-expected voter turnout has sparked concern among Prime Minister Narendra Modi's campaign team, challenging previous predictions of a sweeping victory for his party. Despite Modi's attempts to energize the Hindu majority base through shifts in his campaign rhetoric, voter and party worker apathy has persisted, partly due to overconfidence in the anticipated victory. The BJP, while still likely to retain power, faces uncertainty in achieving the two-thirds majority necessary for constitutional amendments. This sentiment is compounded by some voters' disillusionment with the BJP's communal campaign tactics and the overshadowing of earlier enthusiasm for the Ram Temple by pressing issues like jobs and inflation. As the election progresses, opposition parties are also showing signs of potential recovery from previous defeats, hinting at possibly tighter electoral race than initially expected. Riley.
It has been too long since we had a good news story on this show, and I've got one today because pandiplomacy is back. Despite escalating tensions between the United States and China on issues such as Ukraine, trade, Taiwan, and human rights, the two countries have found common ground in pandiplomacy. The Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced the upcoming transfer of two giant pandas from the China Conservation and Research Center to the San Diego Zoo, continuing a tradition of collaborative conservation efforts. The exact arrival date of the pandas is yet to be determined, but the initiative has been well received as a gesture of goodwill and a step toward preserving endangered species and fostering international friendship. And I hope, as a DC resident, that the DC Zoo is not far behind on receiving some new pandas because we sorely miss them. Chris.
Colleges and universities in the United States are grappling with the aftermath of intense police interventions aimed at dispersing pro-Palestinian protests, particularly marked by a significant police action at Columbia University where students were forcibly removed. The nationwide demonstrations, which have been pressing for institutions to sever ties with Israel, escalated into confrontations with law enforcement, sparking debates about free expression and public safety. Amidst final exams and upcoming graduations, some campuses have seen violent clashes and significant police presence, with Columbia requesting extended police presence on campus. Political reactions have varied, with some condemning the police's aggressive tactics as excessive, while legislative moves have been made to curb anti-Israel protests through definitions of anti-Semitism. The ongoing unrest and the forceful responses have highlighted the deep divisions and heightened tensions surrounding U.S.-Israel policies and Palestinian support in the academic settings of the United States. Anything else, Riley?
That is all I have for today, but we have plenty of pods for you to listen to. Yesterday, we released the first episode of our new AI series, Scylla Consciousness, which featured a conversation between David and Paul Shari, so go check that out. We have a conversation with David Sanger, old friend of the show, on his new book that also released yesterday, so check that out. And then we've got more coming later today and tomorrow, so certainly plenty to keep you busy. But until we see you tomorrow, stay safe, everyone.